Raging Hormones, written by Christina Curtin, February 1st, 2021. Being a teenager is hard. Along with all the responsibilities and expectations, you also have a raging set of hormones, making your skin break out, making you cry because you can't find your other shoe, making you feel like you basically have no control over you anymore. I remember those days long ago. Felt like nothing I did was right, and my self-esteem was the size of a gnat. It sucked. But now, looking back, I realize that my teenage years were some of the best years of my life. I did so much. I had so many friends. Remembering moments from that time, I feel like they were more from a movie and not my real life. Those years were filled with so many memories I still think back to today. So it's kind of funny seeing my oldest daughter, Gianna, entering her teenage years. She's becoming a woman, and it's pretty cool and scary and weird all at the same time. The good part, she knows she's great. She doesn't suffer from low self-esteem like I did. She takes after her dad. We have a joke in the family about who each of us would be, character-wise, from the movie Jumanji 2. Vince is Mouse, Kevin Hart's character, because he always carries the diaper backpack. We call him Backpack Guy. And his weakness is sweets. Scarlett is Ruby Roundhouse because she's super strong and can kick ass. I'm Oberon, Jack Black's character, because I'm good at planning things and getting us places. Gianna is Bravestone, The Rock's character. Why is she Bravestone? Well, in her words, I'm the most important character and you guys all follow me. That girl's got sass and she knows how awesome she is. I love it. The scary part, dating. God, I'm not ready for her to date. I just don't trust boys at this age. Hell, any age, really. Vince has totally scarred me by telling me all the shit he did before I met him. The things teenage boys think about. Boys are just trouble. But man, oh man, are G's hormones in full blast right now. She wants a boyfriend so bad. She watches TV shows and basically swoons when couples kiss. She's totally in love with Luke from Julie and the Phantoms. She got his band sweatshirt for Christmas, and Scarlett even made her a little collage photo of him that she has framed in her room. This girl's got it bad. I'm totally not ready for her to have a boyfriend. Like, a for real one. She is getting close to the age I was when I met Vince. It's too soon for that kind of stuff. She's still my baby. Thank God she is picky. Hopefully no boy catches her eye until she's 18. I can deal with it then. The weird part. I remember this age. It's kind of weird when your kid gets to an age you remember being. Like, I remember bits and pieces of my younger years, but 13 to 18 was prime time. My memories during this age are so much more vivid than my earlier years. It's weird to see her experience things and remember how I felt experiencing them. It makes me feel even more connected to her than I did before. The magic. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like there's something magical about this stage in your life. Emotions are heightened, your future is still being written, and it's full of possibilities. As a parent, I get a bit of that magical time back by watching my daughter navigate through its waters. Seeing her dream of what her future holds, even if that dream is mostly boy-related right now. Or seeing her forge friendships that I can tell will last for many years to come. It's such a gift. Don't get me wrong, being a teenager has its shitty moments, like periods, rules, uncertainties, cliques, hormones, expectations to act like an adult when you're still a child, tests. But when you come out the other end and look back, oftentimes, this time is one of the best times of your life.